all you bookworms. This is the Page Turners Podcast.
I'm January.
And I'm Jenna.
In this podcast, we will delve into all genres, from psychological thrillers to the steamiest of romances. From the top of the bestseller lists to unknowns and those making the buzz lists, including traditional and indie published authors. With Page Turners, no page will be left unturned.
Absolutely. So to jump right into this, let's start introducing ourselves. Like I said, I'm Jenna. I'm 34 years old. I'm a wife, a mother. I have two young toddlers. Kaiden is 4. I got his name from a book, Sweet Evil by Wendy Higgins. And then Harper is 2. I own the Magic of Books bookstore here in Seymour, Indiana. I love reading, and I have been reading since before I was able. I've loved it for far back. My fondest memory was my mother would read to me before going to bed. She would read Goosebumps to me because I loved being scared as a kid. I was a weird kid. It's okay, though.
That's not weird, because as I was an older kid, I started getting into the R.L. Steins, not necessarily the Goosebumps, but the Fear Street.
Fear Street, yes.
Loved those. Anything by R.L. Stein, Christopher Rice, Richie Tankersley Cusick, Diane Ho.
Christopher Pike.
Mm-hmm. All of those in that horror genre. And that's when I knew I was always going to read.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I could get my hands on, I had.
Oh, yeah. I love horror. But right now, like, my favorite genre, I would have to say psychological thrillers. I have been kind of obsessed with those over the last couple of years, so those are my favorites. But I'll read basically anything. I just love a good book. I love supporting indie authors. I didn't start the blog. It was kind of handed down to me, but I have a blog called The Magic of Books, which is where I got my bookstore name from. It originated from this blog. And I have a partner. She is an indie author as well. And that's just where my love of indie started. And I love promoting them. I love doing that. So I know that January in the introduction mentioned that we will do indie authors, but I guarantee we'll do probably a lot of them. But of course we'll do popular and everything like that. But that's a little bit about me. And what about you, January?
Well, I'm a 40-year-old wife and book hoarder. And by book hoarder, I mean I literally have more books in my house than I will ever read in my entire lifetime.
Same. It's a problem.
The TBR pile will never end. That's a good thing. I spent 17 years as a newspaper reporter, and just this year quit my job and moved to work for our mayor as a public information officer. Reading for me is how I stay grounded and sane. It's how I get out of my own head.
Such a great escape.
Yeah. I've had my nose in books, you know, before I could walk and talk. Some of my favorite memories, I remember we would go to, my mom would take me to a flea market down in Louisville. And there was one seller who just sold books.
Oh, yes.
Well, my mother would literally leave me there, and I would sort through the books and find all the ones I wanted while she went and did the rest of the flea market. Mm-hmm. And then she'd come back and have to buy me a ton of these books. But the lady that ran that literally would watch me the whole time.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. And
that's a reading community right there. To watch out for your own.
Yeah. Now, like Jenna, you know, I'm big on the psychological thrillers, but again, like her, I will pick up anything. I love historical fiction. That's something that started really not that long ago, but World War II fiction, I am so into that. I have read several, and I continue to read them. So even though it's the same subject matter, so many authors tell it in different ways. So I really enjoy World War II fiction. And then I love horror, thank you to R.L. Stein, and young adult, and memoirs. I've gotten into those recently too. But anything, I will give a try. And my motto is, I'll read 100 pages of it. If by 100 pages I'm not into it, I'm probably going to put it down and pick up the next great book.
And you know, I used to be the type of person that I would force myself to finish a book because I felt guilty. I'm like, no, I got to finish. But as I've gotten older, I have realized that there are so many good books out there. There's no point in wasting your time if you are not enjoying it. So I will put a book down and I will definitely put it on my DNF list and continue on with something else.
It took me a while to figure out what DNF list was. I didn't know what the DNF stood for, but because I was the same way, I'd have to finish a book. But
DNF, for those who don't know, is did not finish.
And I don't, there's not a lot of DNFs for me, but like you said, I'm getting to where there's too many books mm-hmm. that I want to read. So if
Absolutely.
I'm not enjoying it, just put it down, pick up the next one I want to read.
Oh, for sure. So how this podcast came to be, I was trying to think of ideas to do at the bookstore. So I decided with the holidays coming up that I wanted to start a YouTube channel of me reading a Christmas book for the 24 nights before Christmas. So each night I would read a Christmas book. And January was like, hey, you know, like, why don't you, if you need somebody to volunteer to do a reading, I'll, you know, use me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah. And then that kind of turned into, hey, let's do like a bookish talk. And we're like, okay. Yeah, we'll have a bookish episode or something. And then that just kind of led into us doing a podcast. And here we are, not knowing what we're doing. And we're diving right in.
We never do anything small.
We don't.
We get an idea, and it could be a small idea, but we never keep it at that idea. It always goes to the next level very quickly.
Just recently, actually, she's laughing because she knows. She sent me a message one night, and she's like, hey, my friend sent me this, and it was a flyer talking about Booktober that they were doing at this public library out west. And we are from Indiana, by the way. And I was like, oh my God, I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it. So we started brainstorming ideas, sending messages back and forth. And then we got another friend of ours involved, and it took off from there. Now we have like a whole city downtown businesses doing a book stroll. So
promoting literacy is just big with me, because I can't understand not, you know, having that love for reading, whether it be working for the library, the Friends of the Library group that I'm involved with, and working the book sales there, or tutoring through Read Jackson County, which I do. Anything I can do to promote literacy, that's important to me. I feel like everyone needs to find their passion. And for you, and for some people, it may not be reading, but for us, it is.
Oh, definitely.
So anything we can do that involves reading, we want to do.
And we always, like she said, we dive in. We jump right in, no matter what. If it's something to do and we want to do it, we go head first. And January, as you could tell, she is somebody that you want on your side. She stays busy. She's determined. And she is an ace up your sleeve. Like, she's amazing.
Well, Jenna has the creative ideas that she comes up with. And we just really play really well off of each other.
We do.
I mean, from, you know, your independent bookstore day, the ideas you have for that, mm-hmm. and then you pull in people that just believe in what you believe, and mm-hmm. they want to do it because you believe in it.
Yes.
So, I mean, that to me, that's a sign of true leadership.
We're very enthusiastic about things, so we definitely, like, we play off of each other. Yeah. We're very good. We hype. We're each other's hype man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and it's all crazy, because if it wasn't for me opening the bookstore, I never would have met January. I was opening the bookstore. We were in the process of getting everything opened and started, and January reached out to our Facebook page, and she's like, hey, I'm with the Tribune. I'd like to do an article on your guys' opening. I'm like, okay, yeah. So I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know anything. And then January came in, and like, we just instantly, like, we clicked. Like,
I was just so thrilled that our little town was getting a bookstore.
Yeah.
Because being the big reader I am, I didn't have a place here locally, because we had no bookstore.
Yeah.
Number one, I was just thrilled with the idea. I was going to have a place to go here in my town to buy books.
Yeah. And I mean, we clicked instantly. Yeah. Like, it just, and then from there, everything, we've just kind of created our own environment, our own little home here. Yes, it's the bookstore, but like, we have a book club here. Yes. That we meet, and we have an amazing group of ladies, and it's just, we've bonded, like, this is corny, but like, my bookstore logo, we bonded over the magic that's found in books. I mean, we have an amazing group, and I think because of that bond, it helped us work with each other more, because we've clicked so well. We are with each other a lot, and we enjoy each other's company. Our talks are great, and it's just, so we're both a creative mind that we can do anything.
Well, anybody who loves books knows that the conversations are going to be good, mm-hmm. and you're never going to lack conversation between people who love books.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've either both read a book you want to talk about, or you've read a book you want the other person to read, mm-hmm. and it never ends, which is fantastic.
Oh, we always have good conversations. Yeah. Sometimes we have to pull each other apart to go home. Like, it's just, yeah, absolutely. So what are you currently reading right now?
Currently reading, as we mentioned, historical fiction. Mm-hmm. So I am reading reading Eli's Promise by Ronald H. Bowson. It actually spans, and I'm only, 150 pages in or so, but it spans three eras, and it follows this family from Nazi-occupied Poland. So they go through the Holocaust. And then it goes to the post-war when they're in the displaced persons camps there in Germany that are run by the Americans or whatever country. This one happens to be the American zone. And then it skips to Chicago, where our main character, Eli, has moved, and it's at the height of the Vietnam War. And that's where I'm at, so I can't really give any spoilers because I don't know yet. But I like books that are kind of span a long time period, or books that are seen as like epics because they're long.
Yes.
But again, the World War II and how families dealt with that and moved on with their lives, it amazes me that they were able to.
Yeah.
And that's why I just really love picking up World War II fiction.
It is such a heavy time period.
It is.
It's such a heavy
time
period.
And it's not easy to read.
If you have any kind of empathy, it's going to make it hard to read and hard to cope with what you're reading because it's deep.
It's not easy to read. There are scenes that are absolutely terrible, but then I have to remind myself, this really happened.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a fiction because this particular story didn't happen, but what's happening to these characters happened in
these
real
instances,
life.
Yeah.
Yes, to somebody.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, even though it's fiction, it's nonfiction. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I recommend anyone try historical fiction.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not World War II. Maybe there's another time period.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend everyone try that genre.
I know that there's been a couple that you have come into the store and have talked to me about. That's actually, because I'm not big on a historical fiction. I've read a couple historical romances and I thought they were all right, because I will read anything. But there has been a couple that you have come in and talked to me about that's really caught my eye and caught my attention and I'm going to try. It's The Tattooist of Auschwitz?
Yes.
That one.
And I found out that's a series. There's three of them now.
Oh, okay.
The Tattooist of Auschwitz, which was an amazing book. And I think some readers thought it was not historically accurate. I don't know. But I loved the story, and I loved it. And the second one is Silke's Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, too.
Yeah.
And the third one, I think, is The Three Sisters, maybe called The Three Sisters. I just saw it recently, so I don't have it. But I'm going to have to get it because I want to... It connects. The stories are connected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to get it.
Okay.
But, yeah, it may not be World War II. It could be... Maybe it's World War I. Maybe it's Vietnam War. Maybe it's not a war time. Maybe it's just a different decade. Maybe
Renaissance. Whatever.
Maybe it's
whatever
the 60s,
different era.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you're into the 60s, that hippie culture.
Yeah.
Try it. If you don't like it, that's fine. But never hurts to try.
Oh, not at all. Absolutely.
Now, what are you reading?
I am currently reading Surviving the Night, or Survive the Night, by Riley Sagar.
Oh, Riley Sagar is great.
I love him.
Yeah.
There's only been one of his books that I've read so far that I just thought was kind of like, eh. But the rest of them I really enjoyed. And this one so far is probably one of the top ones I've liked by him so far. The first one that I absolutely loved was Lock Every Door. That book is amazing. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it, of his. But the one that I thought was just okay was The Last Time I Lied. I thought that one was just okay. But this one has been really, really good so far. It's a good twist on a psycho. That's my problem, is I like the bad guys. I have a problem. And I actually just made a TikTok with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
And when he played David in Fear.
You made a TikTok with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, God, I wish. I wish. But, I did a clip from the movie Fear.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, if you don't know, he's a psychopath. He is a crazy killer. And I think my love of Psycho started from that, watching that as a young kid.
I love Mark Wahlberg, so I could see that.
Yeah. Even the bad guys in the books, he can be the most horrible person, killer, liar. And I'm just like, I love him. Marry me.
And that takes you back to you.
Yes.
Caroline Kepnes, you.
You.
Joe. We love Joe.
We love Joe. Anytime he did something bad, I'm just like, Joe, no. Do better, Joe.
I mean, you're rooting for him, even though you know he
is crazy.
Is crazy.
He is absolutely, like, there's something wrong with that man.
You just love him. His
I
character.
Love him.
She did a phenomenal job writing that character. And that book was one. I'm so glad you recommended that one.
Yes, it's
because
good.
I flew through it, and I'm like, the way she told it. Through, like, the voice, you know, how his inner monologue
yeah,
in his head.
The inner monologue made that book.
It was incredible.
Yes.
And the show is pretty good, too.
Yes.
If you've not watched the show.
Which, the next season should be starting, I think, November? Or sooner than
it
that.
May be sooner, maybe next week.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. I need to get on that.
But I've only read the first book. I've got book two and three. I've just not read them.
I've not read book three. But I have read book two. I have not read book three. I have it, but I've not
And you said
read
book
it.
Two wasn't as good as book one.
I didn't feel like book two was as good as the first book. The first book was amazing. And then the second book was good, but I felt like the show was better.
Was
the
better.
Second season was better than the book. But that's not going to stop me from reading book three, because I love Joe.
Well, another book series that was popular that they made into a TV show was Dexter.
Yes.
The Darkly Dreaming Dexter. Was that the first book?
I don't remember.
Because
I've not read those books.
I read the first book, but I read it after I watched the show.
I watched the show, and we didn't finish the show. We need to, since they've just
picked
it up.
Oh, they just picked it up again.
They've picked it back up. We need to finish it so I can get on that.
But Dexter is also a character who you know is crazy, but, I mean, he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
But you
I love
him.
I have problems.
And we do. I mean, I hope we don't meet one of these good-looking guys, you know, and out on the street, and he happens to be a psychopathic serial killer, because we're both going to fall for him.
Because I'm going to be like, hey, pick me. Love you. I don't want to give any spoilers, but my friend Christy Nicole has a trilogy called Indigo Dusk. The main character in that, his name is Arrow. Love that name, by the way. And her fan base hates him. And I'm the only one like, hey, I love him. Can I have him? Can just, that's fine. Don't, he's not your book boyfriend. He is mine.
Hey, we all got to have a book boyfriend.
I love him. Man's crazy psycho and I love him. So.
All right. So you had mentioned our book club. Our book club has become such an important part of my life, really, besides the wonderful books we read and discuss, the group of women that are in this. I've just become such good friends with them, and I care about all of them.
They're like ride or die.
Yeah,
they're ride or die.
Absolutely. So for this month, which we will be meeting
at my house,
at your house next
on the 29th.
29th. Okay.
We always meet the last Friday of every month.
And we are actually reading, and I've already read it.
I have not.
It. Okay.
I'm starting it.
It is our friend and book club member, Courtney Dial.
Her name is Courtney Dials Henderson, but in the book, it's just Courtney Dials. Yeah.
The Pain Eater.
Yes.
And it's a quick read. And, you know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think it was a story, an idea I'd never even thought of.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to talking about it.
I'm looking forward to reading it. I know it's a paranormal romance kind of book, and that was my go-to genre before I got stuck into psychological thrillers. Like I got stuck. But so I'm excited to dive in and read it. I also like that it's our October read book, because it's kind of like a spooky little bit, like, since it is
no,
a
but she has some
paranormal
great ideas in the book, and some of the things that the character goes through. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
And by the way, our book club, we have an awesome name. It's called the Boozy Bookworms, because we like to booze it up. So, and something else I'm looking forward to at this next meeting, if you've not read anything by Tara Civic, you need to. She, one of her books, her first book, Seduction and Snacks, actually just got picked up to be turned into a movie. And it is actually going to be premiered on the 28th of this month on Passion Flicks. So it is... It's a rom-com, and it's freaking hilarious.
So when you recommended that book, and I was like, oh, rom-coms, not really my thing, but whatever, I'll give it a go. And so I got a copy, and I've not read it yet, but I read, like, the first, I don't know how many pages, literally laughed so hard, and I had to read it to my husband. I'm like, you've got to hear this. Mm-hmm. So we were laying in bed and I was getting ready to read something. I'm like, okay, I'm going to read this to you. And he died laughing at some of the stuff in there, how she puts it, the sarcasm. And it's great because in that first, that character, I totally relate to her.
Mm-hmm. And Tara is just amazing. Like that, like her, that humor in that book, that is her. That is 100% her. We have met her twice. Why I say we, me and a couple of the other book club members, when we first started, we went to a couple author signings because she lives in the next state over from us. So she goes to a lot of the signings, or did, around this time, you know, around our area. And that's her humor. Like her in general, that is her. She is that vulgar and hilarious, and she's awesome. And she's such a down-to-earth author. And I guess I remember her posting several years ago that Seduction and Snacks, she had turned into, I don't remember how many publishers, but they kept turning her down, and it was a large number. And then she ended up indie publishing it, and it was like instant. Wow. It was like an instant bestseller.
Well,
like,
I think that's why authors popular. Need to, I mean, everyone thinks they have to have a big name publisher or, you know, an agent that
for them to make it, but they don't.
And they don't.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've got several local authors, mm-hmm. Courtney, Condra Kyler is mm-hmm. one who I love her books.
Yes.
So yeah, you don't have to have a big publishing house behind you to make it.
No, not you. You just have to have the will and the perseverance to do it.
Yeah.
You just got to push yourself. Yeah. You can do it.
So do we want to delve into so we're going to try to read a book for each ensuing episode.
Yes.
And do you want to talk about our first book actually picked for this, for our podcast?
Yeah, sure. So
Our first page turner.
So we wanted, since it is October, we wanted to try to find a horror book. We've talked about this. Neither of us really scare very easily. So we were on the hunt for something scary. We want to be scared to death. I want to stay up all night being scared because I like, that just doesn't happen for me. So yep. that's what we were looking for. And I got on the blog and was looking around, asked a bunch of questions in reading groups on Facebook. And one particular that was recommended to us stood out. It's called Route 666 Highway to Hell by J.D. Topher. It looks interesting, so that's the one we're going to read. So if you guys want to read along with us for our next episode, go check that out. He is also an indie author. Like I said, I love my indies. So if you want to stay tuned and read it and, you know, follow along with us on our next episode, go pick that book up.
And we'd love to hear what you have to say about it. You can reach out to us on Facebook. We do have our podcast Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. It's Page Turner's Podcast with January and Jenna on Facebook.
So look us up on there. And you can email us.
Our email is pageturnerspodcast812@gmail.com.
So please send us some questions. Send us your reading recommendations or anything else you'd like us to talk about on here. Because, you know, as our saying goes, no page
is left unturned.